From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today we have another astounding program for you because of all the international headlines. This first one, winter will awake to a world of challenges. Global challenges await Obama. And certainly that is true. And I just want to go back and refer to that. What is happening there? The winter will awake to a world of challenges. We all know what's happening there in the Middle East, and he certainly is going to awake to that as a big challenge.
I already told everybody the three things, whoever it would have been that won, whether it be Obama or Mitt Romney, what they were going to face, and it would be three wars. Number one, the war at the Straits of Hormuz. Number two, there'll be a horrendous war in the Middle East soon, because our president has promised to give Jerusalem to the Palestinians, and God's word is totally against that. But then there's a third war. And you know the Bible says wars will increase until the very time of the end. Exact interpretation of Daniel 9:26. Jesus says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom in Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7, Mark chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. And they're here. But the third one we're going to discuss later is when Russia marches and all hell breaks loose across the world. It's going to be the worst war in history. A third part of humanity will die through atomic warfare, as you read in Revelation chapter 9, verses 14 to 18.
All right, Jack. And now, I want to disagree just a little bit with that last article. The winter awakes to a world of challenges. I think it's more than challenges. I think he's going to face much more than just a challenge. What will he face? Take a look at this. Obama's ambitious. Second term agenda. Well, he's very ambitious. He says he has hope for the future going on. Fiscal cliff looms in reboot. Oh my. And then nuclear terror threat goes poof. There's something that I want to back up to here. Number one, what is he really going to be facing as far as the economy, friends? It's a great challenge, Jack.
The largest corporations in America are now putting cash away in the vaults of the banks of America because they believe the greatest fall in history is about to happen. A great recession, even a depression. And the Bible teaches that during the tribulation hour of Revelation 7:14, that will happen. You find in Revelation chapter 18, verse 10, in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, in what 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour is she made desolate. Horrible times are coming. They're even going to throw their gold and silver in the streets because it's become worthless metal in Ezekiel 7:19. God help America.
The second thing, Jack, I'd really like to zero in on, and that's the nuclear threat. In this article, They said it's a danger with unimaginable consequences. Unimaginable consequences. Will you elaborate on that one?
First of all, you remember when he sat there as our president with Medvedev, who then was the president of Russia, and said, and didn't know the mic was open, tell Putin, I've got some good news for him, after the election. You know, he signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty to cut our missiles, and we have already cut over 6,000 of them, and Putin hasn't done one of them. In fact, he now says in the article, poof, I'm not going to do anything. And he's building these missiles round the clock and nuclear weapons, and we're soon going to see all hell break loose on Earth. Why? Because this Bible has for 2,500 years prophesied that Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh is Russia today, will lead the war of the latter years and the latter days. And this is Ezekiel 38, verses 1, 2, 8, and 16. It's going to be the greatest blitzkrieg the world has never known as they come from the north. Fire devours before them, nuclear warfare, Joel 2:3. They're pushed back to Siberia, verse 20. And then as they're pushed back, the prophecies, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. Nuclear warfare, that's right. Do you know that that's found repeatedly in the Word of God? The whole land shall be devoured by fire, Zephaniah 1:18. The day cometh that shall burn as an oven, Malachi 4:1. A third part of the tree shall burn, and all the earth shall burn, Revelation 8:7. By these three was the third part of man killed, by the fire, smoke, and brimstone, Revelation 9:18. Secondly, Rexella, he said the same thing to the Palestinians. Hey, we're going to give you Jerusalem after the election. God forgive him and stop him to do either one of these things after the election. He's gone far enough. Why? Because this book, 930 times, you've heard me say it often, says that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews and the Christians. No ifs, ands, or but. And I'll tell you, you can't get away with it. How do I know that? Because World War III begins when Jerusalem is divided, which he wants to do, Joel 3, verse 2. You can't do that. This says that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews and the Christians. Listen to it. Psalm 2:6, Yahweh God, the Judeo-Christian God, says, I'll set my king upon the holy hill of Jerusalem. Psalm 2:6 is plain. The Redeemer, that's our Savior, shall come to Jerusalem, Isaiah 59:20. Sing and rejoice, you daughters of Jerusalem, for I, the Redeemer, will come and dwell among you. And when he comes, his feet hit the Mount of Olives. The Muslims say, Damascus. You don't know anything about our Bible. Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:4. And Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom at Jerusalem. And I love it, Luke 1, verses 32 and 33. Christ shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob in Jerusalem forever and forever and forever. And nobody's going to change that, Iran or anyone else.
Oh, Jack, so powerful. All right, first of all, the economy, then the terror threat that could very well lead to Armageddon, the battle there in Jerusalem.
In that day, God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, Romans 2:16. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, Ecclesiastes 12:14. And who's going to be the judge? The Father hath given all judgment unto his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's John 5:27. And the sea will give up the dead which are in the death, and hell delivers up the dead which are in them, and they are judged, every man according to their works, everything which was written in God's books. Beware, it's coming. You can lie your way through here. And if you're a Christian, you should put away lying, Ephesians 4:25, but that day it'll be too late. You'll be lost forever.
You know, Jack, we're going to give some good news in just a moment here. It seems like so often we pick up the newspaper or listen to the news at night. Whoa, it's really bad news. But the Word of God is filled with good news.
The Bible teaches that a world leader is coming, and he'll reach the pinnacle by creating peace in the world. That's right. This is how the world dictator enters in. He comes in peaceably, Daniel 11:21. Enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:24. He makes a 7-year contract of peace, Daniel 9:26. But it only lasts for 42 months, and then all hell breaks loose. And this thing that he makes is called the covenant of death and hell, Isaiah 28:15. Again, he destroys many by the peace process. How can that be? Daniel 8:25. Because they're thrilled. Oh, look what he's created. Look what he's created. But when they say peace, peace, there'll be no peace. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 11. Why? Because it has been based on deceit. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. And I'm going to repeat what I said a moment ago. What happens then? All Russia and its hordes begin to move to the Middle East. Ezekiel 38 and 39, Israel is the battleground of the world, mentioned 18 times there. Then China comes down with oriental hordes of other nations from Asia against Israel. And that's Revelation 16, 12 for the greatest war, already mentioned, Revelation 9, 14, 18. But there is an Arab Federation, all of the Muslim world coming with them. And you find that in Daniel 11, 40. Isaiah 17, 1, Ezekiel 38, verses 5 to 7, Psalm chapter 83, verses 5 to 7. For what reason? Let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. Psalm 83, verse 4. But it's not going to happen, for God sitting in the heavens says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name. Isaiah 56, 5. But all this trouble will be over Jerusalem. And here is the Egyptians and the Brotherhood and others saying, we're going to take Jerusalem away from the Jews and make it the head of the Islamic world for the Middle East. No, you won't. No, you won't. God's word says you won't. And I believe God.
And I believe God. How about you? The Bible is always so clear. How wonderful to know that God will blot out our sins, our iniquities, if only we'll come to Jesus. Will you come to the Lord? He'll forgive us of our sins. That's why He's our Savior. Will you open your heart to Him? Be forgiven of anything you want eradicated. Jack, would you pray that prayer?
You've just heard the final signs in the Bible before Jesus returns. Are you ready? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. 1 John 1:7. If you ask for forgiveness, pray it now, Lord Jesus, loving Savior. Thank you for the shed blood that washes away every sin, everything I've ever done wrong, and I've done a lot wrong. Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me in the blood now. Make me ready to meet you soon. I pray this in your holy name. Come into my heart now, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. If you pray that prayer, write to me. I'll send you this little booklet. There's my address. First Steps in a New Direction. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. And now, friends, I want to leave you with this very good thought. Do you ever feel like you're looking at the world and it's so dark out there? Listen to this. You won't stumble in the dark if you walk in the light of God's Word. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. And so do we so very, very much. Bye-bye.